Well, if you've ever done any traveling in this country, you'll know about those historical monuments on the side of the highway. Many of them commemorate the travels of the first explorers to Canada. But in North Bay, there are a few monuments that might be in the wrong spot. Backroads Bill Steer is on the line to tell us about them. Bill is an adventurer. He's founder of the Canadian Ecology Center near Mattawa. He teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University. And each summer, he steers us down the backroads of Northern Ontario. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marcus. You know, I am in the nation's capital, and probably about this time 400 years ago, Champlain would have been paddling by the Parliament Buildings on his way to northeastern Ontario.
Yeah, well, the Parliament Buildings weren't there 400 years ago.
No, but they weren't.
He would be along the river for sure, and by the time he got to North Bay, there are questions. There are some monuments there that may be in the wrong place. What monuments are we talking about?
Yeah, there's a number of them. Of course, we've got a lot of place names, Samuel D. Champlain, for Provincial Park. We have one of North Bay's nicest municipal parks called Champlain Park at the end of Premier Road. That's at the western end of the Lavoie's Portages, and at the eastern end, Trout Lake and Highway 17. Again, as you say, we have one of those historic monuments. And I think the most compelling one is on Old Highway 11 near Pinewood Park. It was erected in 1925 when all the hoopla started. It was, I think, the then Board of Trade, now Chamber of Commerce, they started to link Champlain with the city, because in 1925 North Bay became a city, and it was a time of celebration, and what better way to link someone famous with your area?
Well, we've talked about the Lavoie's portages before, and I thought all the explorers used those portages to cross the Haida Land from Trout Lake to Lake Nipissing.
Well, you know, that's where I think we've got to look at this. The Nipissing Passageway can be defined in three ways. There's the Lavoie's portages, no doubt about that. Three portages within 14 kilometers. We've got a Parks Creek, which had an Ojibwe name, Ojibwe Mississippi, and we have this historic North Bay to Trout Lake portage, which is a lot shorter, one carry, and you didn't have to get out of the canoe a number of times. So three ways to define that Nipissing Passageway, and when you read the journals, not everyone mentions the Lavoie's portage. Champlain, in his voyages, his diaries, doesn't mention the Lavoie's portages at all. And of course, they've been translated, and what's lost in that translation? But they're not mentioned.
So who has this evidence?
Well, a number of people. Roy Summers is one. He's a local historian, member of the Friends of the Lavoie's Portages. He's unearthed, I think, a really good piece of evidence from Alexander Niven. Now, we've talked about this on Morning North in the summer before. There's a monument to Alexander Niven just west of Carcar. Now, he was the province's all-star surveyor at the end of the last century, and most of the meridians for all the townships in northeastern and northwestern Ontario are off of his surveying. And of course, I contacted his biographer, Kim Emerson, and Kim told me, you know, Niven was a stickler for details, and that's what made him such a great surveyor. And on this survey, that portage, that historic portage, is right there, and it went from Trout Lake to North Bay, and it ended up right where the natives were encamped on during the summers, right near Deschenes, where it was one of the main spawning areas. And so I think you got to think, well, which way did he go? I mean, Champlain didn't carry his canoe, and at the time, we've got to remember, those were teeny tiny canoes. They weren't the large voyageur canoes.
Well, somebody must have been using the Lavoie's portages, though.
Absolutely. You know, the heyday was the Northwest Company, and again, we talked about this last summer. For about only about 40, 50 years, during the time when that great explorer Alexander Mackenzie came through, they actually had a dam keeper, and on the third historic portage, backed up the water to float those big canoes through, and others went through as well, but we're sure that all three routes through the Nipissing Passageway were used.
So what is this going to mean for the 400th anniversary of Samuel de Champlain's arrival at Lake Nipissing? You've got a big party on the 26th and might be in the wrong spot.
Yeah, well, you know, this summer is a great time to do some historic housekeeping on Champlain, and Les Compagnons and the Friends of the Lavoie's Portages, they're going to have a bit of a reenactment on Sunday the 26th at the West End, where the one monument is at Champlain Park. But you know, Champlain was a great promoter. He's a great huckster. He had to write positive things, and I'm sure he'd be glad if they moved all that to the North Bay waterfront. But I think the best evidence that there's no evidence at all about which way he really went, and I think we should just celebrate that 400th year that he's come into northeastern Ontario, and just be glad that he is kind of the genesis of where we are today.
He got there, one way or the other. Bill, thanks so much. Next week?
Next week, this is a great backwoods and a backroad story for many, many parts in northeastern Ontario. Many people will notice that a lot of the conifers are browned, and I'm going to tell you why.
Excellent. Appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That is Backroads Bill Steer, adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa, part-time instructor at Canadore College and Nipissing University, and a regular guest on Morning North. He's got a website, steertonorthernontario.ca. He's got a lot of detail about the stories he brings, steertonorthernontario.ca. And his segments are posted on our website as well at cbc.ca/Sudbury.